South Carolina Department of Agriculture has recently been awarded a farm-to-school grant through USDA's Food and Nutrition Service. Here to tell us more about the program is Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, and I understand Sonny brought the check down himself. Is that right?
I don't think we're going to count on that, but he does like me. I think he signs them all. But
there you go.
Nevertheless, we were fortunate. I think there were almost 160 grants awarded around the country for a little over $12 million. Mm-hmm. Ours was not quite so lofty, but we did get $110,000. Mm-hmm. And with the whole purpose of using those dollars to add to the amount of South Carolina product, certified SC-grown product, getting into the school cafeterias in South Carolina. So we're very happy to receive this, but we look forward to the results that we can get from it.
Tell us about some of the specifics of this. How will SCDA be able to specifically use these funds, Commissioner?
Well, we'll do some training, obviously, of GAP training, good agricultural practices, and food safety training to the growers because of the requirements to provide food for South Carolina schools. We'll provide some training for the school food service folks. You know, maybe they've gotten used to everything coming in a can. Who knows? and so we're going to teach them. And we did this years ago when we had a grant, teaching them how to process fruit and vegetables a little bit more in the bulk with the turnover in school personnel. Mm-hmm. Probably good to have some retraining. Then we're also partnering, this is a good thing, with Ag in the Classroom so that teachers can reinforce the message in the classroom, obviously, as well as the lunchroom. So pretty broad-based activities that we'll be engaged in.
It certainly sounds like it, and you certainly can't emphasize enough, it seems, these days, those that education for students about where their food actually comes from. Seems like that gap just continues to grow as a lot of youngsters move farther and farther away from that farming heritage that many of their parents grew up with. So reinforcing that education about agriculture, not a bad thing.
Well, that's exactly right. You combine that with the unknowns, if you will, of coming through and out of and hopefully emerging from COVID-19. What will the impact be on schools? When will our schools be open? How do they manage it? So we want to be a part of all those things that are necessary in order to keep our South Carolina farmers and our South Carolina schools better connected. So it's a very timely grant opportunity for us in South Carolina agriculture, and look forward to, again, the positive results we can get from it.
If folks want more information about this grant, how might they go about getting that, Commissioner?
Well, the best thing is probably call our staff person who heads this up, and she is Laura Kate McAllister, and her direct line is 803-734-2224. So if perhaps a school food service person is listening, or farmers or whatnot, we want to make that available to them. So just give Laura Kate a call and learn more about it.
And you did mention the coronavirus, and I know that you have posted on Facebook that you've actually come down with COVID-19. Can you give us an update on how you and Miss Blanche are doing right now?
Well, we think we are halfway through our two-week spell. The loss of smell is not an exaggeration. I told them it's hard to eat good lasagna and never smell it. we both had some minor symptoms of that and other things that that present themselves. But, you know, I guess the message is, you know, just wear your mask out there. Treat everybody like they have the virus and don't take anything for granted. So, yeah, I imagine it'll be a learning experience for both of us, but we want to do our part so that when we are past this, we can help just remind others just how serious this is and how we need to get it under control.
Well, I'm glad to hear that it sounds like the two of you are not experiencing the worst that we've heard from many quarters, and that you're on the mend, and we will be keeping you in our thoughts and prayers, and look forward to you getting back out and getting busy. But I know you're staying busy while you're in quarantine, so there's no doubt about that.
Yeah, my front porch makes a pretty good office right here, and
you
carry
might,
on best I can.
You might have this COVID for quite a while, huh?
I don't think I'll trade that. But anyway, yeah, I'm glad you asked, and we'll just make that reminder to everyone.
All right. Thank you so much. With Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic here on the Southern Farm Network.